Today's daf is daf Memvov, and we're holding at the two dots, the Tana Rabbana. Yesterday we managed to completely devastate Rava's opinion that the only way that we would say that an Uman does not have a chazaka is if there were Edim that testified to the fact that it was given to him as a dry cleaner. And today, once we're on the dry cleaners, we want to figure out all the other nasty things that can happen when you go to a dry cleaner shop, because it's really quite incredible. And so, we start with the common situation in which you get back somebody else's shirt. What happens then? Yeah. So, you walk out now with somebody else's shirt, come home, and you notice that it's not yours. What do you do? Surprisingly, Hareza Yishtamesh Behem, you can use that shirt. Achiyavo Allah. Vitolet Shalot. Until the person that owns the shirt comes to sort things out. This is very strange. I don't see why in the world such a thing would be true. However, if you handed in your coat in a Beit Avel or a Beit HaMishteh to be put into the closet, and you walk out with the wrong coat, then you can't use the coat that you got. The butler handed you over, the guy at the door hands you over the wrong coat, you can't use it. You have to wait. It certainly seems to be exactly the same situation. What could possibly be the difference? Maishna Reisha Umaishna Seifa. Omar Rav, I'll tell you, have a Yasivna Kameda Chavivi. The Omar Li, I was sitting in front of Rav Chiya, and he said to me, what's your question? Is it not very natural that V'chi Ein Adam Asui Lomar Lo Oman Mechor Li Taliti? Now, in those days, it was very common that if you wanted to buy Alta Zachin, you went into the dry cleaners, of course, the tailors, but more likely, to buy Alta Zachin. So if somebody brings something in to a shop for the repair, cleaning, and so on, it was also very common to bring in something. If somebody comes in and is looking for this type of baguette, please sell them my baguette if you can get a decent price on it. So he may have some begotten there that he wants to sell. In this case, we're talking about, as Rav Chiya Bereder and Nachman explains now, that he himself, the guy who's in charge of the store, was the one who handed over this thing, and he gave you the wrong thing. So first of all, it's got to be him. Lo shana elohu, if it would be ishto uvanav lo. Why? Because they simply made a mistake. They gave you the wrong thing because they don't know what they're doing. But if the guy himself gave you the wrong thing, and furthermore, unami, furthermore, lo amar, we are talking only in about a case where the guy strangely enough said, well, here's a shirt. He didn't say, here's your shirt. You think to yourself, wait a minute, when you get home and it's the wrong shirt. What did he mean when he said, here's a shirt? So all of a sudden the gears start moving. You say to yourself, aha. So apparently, my shirt was sold. He's giving me the shirt that he was supposed to have sold so that I can use it meanwhile until he manages to sort it out, get back my shirt, and be able to sell the shirt he was supposed to sell, which is now going to be on my back. So Mamela, I can wear it. But if he would have said, here is your shirt, Talitcha, then it wouldn't work, because obviously he made a mistake. I love Taliti. This is not my shirt. So how could it possibly be that he's... So, in other words, if it's an accident, of course it's no different than going into the... What do they call that when you check into the check room? What's that called here? The Maltechab. It's a code room. Is that what it means? Yeah. There's no special room for it? All right. So there, I got the wrong thing back. There was absolutely no tzad that there's a reason for this and that it was done with some type of plan which would allow me to use it. But in this case, since it's very common, and the Rishonim add Lamaisa, if a mistake is made, it's not made. The person is makbid when he's trying to match up an owner and the clothes. He doesn't make the mistake in matching up the owner with the clothes. He could make a mistake when he's selling. Because what he's selling, his object is to get rid of something. He's not looking for a match. Somebody wants to buy. Here's something to sell. But if I'm handing you over something, and I make it very clear that I'm not going to use the word, this is your shirt, I obviously know what I'm doing. I may be a little sheepish about it, but I expect you to figure out what happened. So if that's the case, it's understandable that he gave it to me on purpose, whatever happened. And he would not have given it to me if I wasn't meant to be using it. So what we're saying here, the assumption is that he's got a stock of shirts that he is really there to sell.
But they belong to him or they belong to the original owner?
They belong to the guy that asked him to please sell it for him. So for that, he's taking responsibility. And he's now, he apparently sold my shirt out from under me. Okay, so I'll take this one meanwhile. And he'll obviously try to sort it out as best as he can. But the moment that I know he's doing something with logic, and he's making it clear to me that something happened, although he's not apologizing and explaining himself, he wouldn't give me something that he's stolen from somebody else. And Mimela, I have a right to use it. Now, if you want to talk about the kind of dry cleaner you don't want to bring a suit into, that would be in Pumbedita. And Pumbedita, of course, stands for the word Puma Vedita, the mouthful of lies. So Abaya says that's what they say, you know, if somebody from a count, he gives you a kiss, count your teeth. So as Abaya says to Rava, you know, I just would like you to have an idea. You think you got problems in Mechuza. I want to tell you how the dry cleaners work over here in Pumbedita. Let me explain to you what they do over here, just so you should be aware of what happens when you bring in your suit for cleaning. You come back in and you say, Havli Sarvaloi, could I please have my coat? The guy says to you, Omer Lohoyadvara Miyola, what coat? So you say to him, what do you mean, what coat? I have witnesses that saw a coat that same color, same label, same size with you. So easily sa'adit because you're gabach. Omar Lay, the immediate response is, you see, you think you're the only coat in the world with that color, that size, and that label. You got to be kidding. There's hundreds of such coats. That's not your coat. It's a similar coat. So that's an achrina having. Okay, so you say to him, Afkinu v'achzinu, let's take a look. I mean, I have a simon of it. Ha 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 ha, says the guy, let's take a look, huh? You apparently are trying to get a look on my customers. I protect the privacy of my customers here, and nobody, but I mean nobody, gets to look at the coats that other people bring me. Part of my very special premium service.
Even the owner doesn't get to look at
Oh, Malay Ivra, yeah, sure. Loma Fiknale, there's no way I'm bringing out that coat for you to get an eye full of. Oh, my Rava, so Rava said to Abaya, well, you know, the guy's really got it pretty sewed up because Shapir Kalmale, that's a very good taina. I mean, in an honest store, they could say the same thing. If Lamaisa, he didn't have your thing, he certainly should not be showing you other people's clothing. So you'd have to establish first that this is yours. And you remember that I have my own very sad experience with the proof in that direction, which is where you first got me. Ra'akam, I remember that old Braita, I'll bet you remember. The one that said, Ra, you saw your talit, which meant only if there were Adim, and I had to tell you I changed my mind and everything. Well, I mean, that is what it says. And if you didn't see it, apparently the Adim obviously can't identify it 100%. Otherwise, we would simply go into court. The Adim are saying we saw the same brand. No, big deal. So I'm telling you it's another one. So the Adim are not going to be able to fight him on that, right? So therefore, he is in his rights in claiming to be protecting the other guy's things. But that's Rama'ut. Rama'ut doesn't mean I have a way of walking away with your stuff. Rama'ut, as in Lavan Haramai, Armoi, means I not only get away with it, but I make you into the guy who is the person without decency. Lo ye'aseh kein b'mekomeinu. Sure, I'm going to bring you out the coat. I know people like you. They're all over the place. Now, that's Rama'ut. So this is really what it's stressing over here, right? It's like, again, it's the UN. We were talking about yesterday. It's not just that we won't do anything for you. Or the UN. And that's only now.
Well, by Levon.
Tanya. Omer Ravashi, says Ravashi, yeah, well, there's ways around these smart alecks. Okay, I'll tell you what I would do. If the customer is bright, he will turn the situation into a ra'ah, where he can get people to testify that indeed it's his. Because what he does is he goes over to the guy without anybody around, and he says, look, I know you're an honest guy. Obviously, the reason you're holding on to my coat is because I owe you money. Which I remember, I do owe you money. But I'm also an honest guy. I have every intention of paying you the money. You don't want to walk off with something. You know what? If the coat isn't worth the money that I owe you, I'll give you the difference. But let's take a look at it. I'll bring an assessor, and we'll see how much it's worth. And then, I'll pay you the difference, and then at least we'll be fair and square. So he says to him, Amaita Fista, come on, why are you keeping my coat? Lav mishum de islach gaboy, because I owe you money, right? So I intend to pay you. Hashta avki, take out that coat. V'leshayme, we'll have it estimated, and you take whatever is coming to you. You know, shkol atidach, if there's any change, eshkol anadidi. I mean, maybe I'll even owe you money. Omele ravach b'redi revival ravashi. Boy, you naive, buddy. Oh boy, you naive. You think that these guys are not one step ahead of you? You want to know what they're going to say, or do we have to bother, really? I'm going to tell you exactly what we're going to say. Matzi Armalei, hey, buddy, lo tzarich l'lashum adidach, I don't need your assessor. I've got a guy who works for me, the best guy. We already know exactly. You owe me another 100. So far, Shamua, kamoy de kamach, people that were on this planet before you ever arrived have already done a better job of assessing it. So there isn't really much you can do about the situation. That's right.
People basically walk around with shmutz of clothes.
Because there's nowhere to go. Right, yeah, again, there's always Adam, right? Yeah. Okay, now, the next thing that we said was that an oris doesn't have a chazaka. Now, this is a little bit strange, because if we say oris ain't lo chazaka, if we've established that he's an oris, and everybody knows that he's a sharecropper for this guy, well, obviously he doesn't have a chazaka. Maybe his relationship is well-defined. What you've got to be referring to is a case where, because he was a sharecropper, despite the fact that now, for the past 3 years, he's been acting as the complete owner, taking everything, not giving a share to... I mean, if the guy gives a share to the owner, how could he say, I own? So, obviously, for the past 3 years, he's not been giving a share. So, you're telling me just because he was once working for the guy, so now he couldn't have bought it from him? I mean, obviously, something has changed. So, why doesn't the owner have to be mocheh? And if he's not mocheh, the sharecropper can say, well, yeah, I was once a sharecropper. I had my contract. I bought it from you, kept it for 3 years. You never sent anything. So, now you think you're being smart, being toveh on me after the 3 years. Why shouldn't he have a chazaka? So Amai, Ada Idna Palgav Ashtakula. He's no longer, if he were still continuing the sharecropping, we'd have nothing to discuss. I mean, obviously he's no longer continuing the sharecropping. For 3 years he's been taking the entire production of the field, and now he's saying he's like anybody else. And why? This, of course, is very similar to the questions that we asked about the Oman that Rava pointed out. So because a guy is a dry cleaner, so therefore he can never have a chazaka. Does that make sense? But it's essentially the same question. What do you mean? Because he was once a sharecropper, situation has changed. Why is he different than anybody else? Omar Rabbi Yochanan, because we're not talking about a regular sharecrop. We're talking about a feudal system where this has been going on for centuries. So this is an Arise Batei Avot. He's part of a family tradition that they've been working for a wealthy landowner for generations. In that circumstance, there's a lot more leeway that the owner allows the oris. Where normally, an Oris Enochinaim is going to take a certain percentage every year. After a couple of centuries, you sort of get to trust the situation. So if the guy, the owner, let's say, doesn't want to do marketing that year. Instead, he wants to go around the world collecting things for his sukkah. So he says, you know what, I'm taking a three-year trip around the world. You market everything for the next 3 years, and we'll take it out of your chalik. You just keep a record. We'll take it out of your chalik when I get back for the years following. That's not unusual. So if I know he has that kind of relationship, it doesn't matter that until now he's taking 50% or 30%, and now he's taking 100%. That's all part of the sharecropping arrangement. But Enochinami, in a normal case of a sharecropper, obviously would have, if there's such a change, then you should have been mocha. So therefore, we have a special situation over here. Omer of Nachum, but now, it's a special situation up to a point, but I could tell you that an Oris, Shohorid Arisim, that would be Taktav, at that point, Yeshloch Azaka. Even an artist of Batei Avot, who's been here for centuries, when the guy goes away, and this artist now starts acting like a landowner, what do I got to go down to the field for? Let's make it a pyramid scheme. So he's got now people working for him, you know, and those mites have little mites, and so on ad infinitum. So what happens is that he never comes down there, Bechlal. So now he's living the life of Riley, and other people are doing sharecropping for him. She'll say, well, you know, big deal. Bottom line is, he's still... No. There, of course, it's a chazak if the owner doesn't say anything. My time, people don't allow even their aris to start doing business with their land. The reason that he was happy for the aris to be there, he trusts him. He's been farming that land forever. Now the guy's going to disappear himself to Tahiti. And let other people in there that I don't know, that I have no experience with, they don't know the land? Absolutely not. Now, there he certainly would have been mocha. And if indeed he's not mocha, so then he's like anybody else who allowed a contract to disappear without taking care to be mocha about it. Omer of Yochanan. On the other hand, an oris shechalak la'arisim, there he indeed ein lo chazaka. In a case where he gives different pieces of the field. Now he's there. Not only there, he's there basically, and at least in a supervisory capacity with the different people that are working under him. So he's subcontracting. Subcontracting is also okay as long as he remains in charge. So that it's not the fact that he's taking help that bothers the owner. It's the fact that he's moved out and thinks he could just now act as the landowner. But that wouldn't be a problem. And over there, the owner would not have been and mocha, and therefore he can't have a chazaka. My time, emor harmanya bialma shavya, because there we figure that undoubtedly he just asked permission. It's okay if other people work it. And why not? I mean, that's very common. So therefore we have no right to take it away from him just because it wasn't mocha. Why should he? Shalach li Reb Nachum bar Reb Chista l Reb Nachum bar Yaakov yilamdenu rabenu. Remember in Shmuel's Ma'amar, we started off with Chazaka when it came to Shutafim. And then we went on to what would be the din about bringing Eidos, is it disinterested or not? And then we went on to the question of the Shtid of Shmira, the Gizbishem of Sachar. Lamaisa, we've been talking about who has Chazaka, but we haven't discussed the implications of that relationship for Negi'ut in Eidot. So our first question is, could an Oris testify that the owner that he's been working for indeed owns this field? Or is he considered to be an interested party? Because, look, Lamaisi's got a relationship with this guy, so he'd like to continue the relationship. Obviously, theoretically, there's nothing that forces him or the owner to maintain this relationship. He's got just as much of a chance of getting an oris job somewhere else, and the owner has got just as much of a likelihood of saying, sick of this guy already. He doesn't do his work anymore. He's getting old. I mean, so it's not as if there's anything written in stone. So the Shaila is whether that itself, the desire to preserve something, might be seen as a negius in the Eidos. So Sholach le Reb Nachum Baruch Chisra Darba Yaakov, can you please answer? Yilamdenu Rabbeinu, can an oris be made or not? Now Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yosef is sitting there. Rabbi Yosef, 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 Rabbi Yosef I know that Shmuel said that an artist can be made. So he asked him, what do you mean? But Shmuel said that. What about the Braita that says, ain't no made? That's not a problem. We can understand that there are different cases. Hadi ika pira ba'ara. The question is, have I already taken in the perot? Have I not taken in the perot? If this guy's going to take the field away from me now, I'm in big trouble. Over there, obviously I'm interested, because I'm going to lose my work. If I'm not going to lose my work, so then I don't have any interest. That's what Shmuel is saying. I finished my job for the year. I haven't started investing in the next year's crop. I'll invest somewhere else. Or maybe there's a new guy who will want to keep me on. Maybe he'll even give me a better percentage than the old guy. Because he's going to want somebody to remain there. And he's not Bush to throw out the whole place and then have to worry about it. Sorry for these political comments, but some things really get to me.
Lens context.
Sadika pira ba'ara, hadaleka pira ba'ara. Okay, so now, if there's leka pira ba'ara, and of course it has to be, and I have not yet invested in the net. If I already invested, it's even worse. You know, I've got really nothing. It's like this, you know, maybe I can sneak in there before he comes. Tana Rabbana. Now, the Simna over here is Amalek, interestingly enough, because the letters of the four cases to come, beginning with Orev, spell out Amalek. So, Tana Rabbana, an Orev. Let's start talking about various cases of people who are semi-interested in this fashion. There's something long-range that may be beneficial for them, but as Tosis pointed out yesterday, there's a difference between the immediate and the long-range. So the question is, how much is this important? You're a guarantor, let's say. Now, a guarantor is certainly happy for a person who borrowed money to have a field that should be collected from. Otherwise, the lender is going to come to him. Our question will turn out to be, is he happy in a variety of fields, in more fields, or does it really not matter to him? Because right now there is a field that's available. He doesn't care if there's another field that's also available. So here the question is, somebody borrows money, uses me as a guarantor, has another field there. So now somebody is coming now to Taina. Well, one of these fields that he's on, he didn't even own. I want to be made. I happen to know that he did own it. There is definitely something for it in me, but not that much. So Tana Rabbana. An Orev indeed can be made to the Lova as long as there's a field that's unencumbered now. Vehu de'itle ara achrite. I mean, it's only if he's got an unencumbered field so that you're not going to come to attack the Orev. Not only that, the Mem of Amalek, who's the lender, that's the Malva, even a lender, where of course he's very interested in being able to take his money out of the other guy's field if he doesn't pay for it, for the loan, right? He could still say that field, I want to testify, belongs to the borrower. Again, as long as there's a field that's there for him to collect from. So you'll say, I mean, and how does he really know that there's not going to be another guy that's going to show up and that's going to take away that field? Orev also should be worried about that. That's true. Maybe he is worried about it. But it's far off enough that we're not chayshish for testimony. That really, remember, that was Tosis's yesod yesterday. Yeah, sure there's issues, but they're not issues that are strong enough, driving enough, right in front of me right now, that I'm going to worry about it. So there too, hu de'itli ara achrita. Now, in another very similar case, the Lamed of Amalek is a lokeach. He is buyer number one of a field. And there's another guy who is now buyer number two. Now, obviously, buyer number one of a field is very happy for there to be a field that can be established as having belonged to the same seller, being purchased subsequent to he, buyer number one's purchase. Because if anything turns out to be a problem with this purchase, such as a lien that he doesn't know about, he's going to be able to go back with his guarantee on the field and collect from buyer number two. So naturally he wants buyer number two. We should view him as being an interested party. But in circumstances, again, as long as there's a place for him to go back and collect from, it's also considered to be sufficiently disinterested to be accepted as an aid. The kuf of Amalek is a kablan. Not
Dude. This about anything, or is this regarding these financial matters?
Of course, only these financial matters. Yeah. Okay. The KUB stands for Kablan, which does not mean a construction company. It means an Orev Kablan. Now, the difference between Orev Kablan comes from the word Kabel, not from the Kabel of I take your thing and it's now mine to deal with, but rather I take your debt and it's now mine to deal with. So the difference between a standard guarantor and an Orev Kablan is that he is now a first option to the lender to collect from. So if the lender wants to collect from the Orev Kablan, he can. Actually, some say the lashon of Kablan is that he actually takes the money for the loan in his hand and transfers it, and that puts him into the position of being the same as the borrower. So there, you'd say, to him, it really shouldn't make any difference at all what's happening. Because the guy could come directly to him anyway. See, a regular Arev, there I see, okay, the regular Arev, I got a problem. Because the regular Arev says to himself, well, we better make sure that the borrower's got some, because if not, it's going to come to me. But the Arev Kablan says, the guy can come to me no matter what, whether this guy has a field or doesn't have a field. So would there be a situation where the Arev Kablan would be considered to be an interested party? Amrila, some say that he can actually be made. And some say he cannot be made because he's still considered to be a nogea. Why would he be more nogea? I mean, for sure, if a regular Arev, I mean, how could he? He's going to come for him anyway. But he is more nogea, interestingly, according to this Bandi Amr. Because Lamaisa, the lender, has an option of going either to the borrower or to him. The more interesting he makes the options for the lender to take it from the borrower and not him, the more happy he is. So even though we're talking about the same case, there's a field that he could go to the lender and take that field. How about if he doesn't like that field? I mean, obviously the guy has more options. So he's more likely to look at that guy's field instead of coming after my field. So there, I'm interested not only that the money should be there, the value for the loan should be there, I'm interested in the maximum number of variety of fields, because I don't know what this guy is thinking. But I sure know that the more he's got to think about, the less of a chance is that he's going to come to me. So because of that, the very kablanut that you think would put him out of the picture actually draws him into the picture. So therefore, Amar lo Meid, Amrlay may eat, Amrlay may eat. So you both start to make sense. Amrlay may eat, look. I mean, he's like an Arev, right? So, I mean, he's certainly not going to be worse. Others say, no, on the contrary. Amrlay ain't a ma'id. The nechle da'avi biyade tarvayu. He wants to have two fields in the hands of the borrower. Dechi'ati bal chov my deboy shakel. It's always best to offer your children a variety of cereals. So that the issue isn't whether they're going to eat the cereal, but which cereal. This was the same yisod that we saw before about the Avodah Zarah and the choice. And remember the sugya that we had about the choices. Once it's your choice, what it is you're going to do, then it already becomes your own bechira. So that's basically the same psychological yisod.
What color do you want that car?
That's right. The famous question. So, what options can we get you today with your car? Exactly. So that's it. So he figures this way, he's giving him a better choice.
This is Kablan. Is it business?
Ton Rabbanu. Yitchafu lo kelim bekelim bebet ha'uman. Harei zeh yishtamesh bem ad sheyavo hala v'yitol et shelo. Bebet ha'avel lo bebet ha'mishteh. Harei zeh lo yishtamesh bem ad sheyavo hala v'yitol et shelo. Ma'ishna reishu ma'ishna sefer. Omar Rav, I've got Yativina Kamede, Havivi, Vamali, what's the problem? Vihiena Damasilo, Malo, Oman, Mukhorli Taliti? Why should I assume that that's the case? Because Omar of Hiabere, the Rim Nachman, because what he's referring to over here is Loshana Elohu, not somebody that could have made a mistake like Yishtobanav. Lo. Furthermore, even if it was who, Nami Lo Arman Elo de Omarle Talit Stam, but if he said Talitcha, clearly there is a mistake. So then Lo, because I love Taliti Dehu. Omele Abaya L'Rava, Toa Achmele Chara Moide Pum Bedita, Mai Avde. Omele, Avli Sarvaloi, Omele, Lohar Yadvormi Erlom. How can you say that? Aitli Saadi, Dechaz Yuh Gaboch. Amala, you think you got the only Pierre Cardin coat? Ahu achrinav. Okay, let's take a look. Afkinu v'nachzino. Amalei, oh, like heck. Yivra, lo mafkinu lei. Amarava, shapiko amalei. It does say in that brayta, ra'a, tanya. Omravashi, well, there's a way to get him to bring it out. Yichochi mashvilei ra'a. The amalei, look, my tafista leilav bishub di itlach kavoy. I want to pay you. Ashta afkiyu, v'shaimino, shkola titcha, v'shkola nadidi. Amalei Ravacha, Breda Ravavila Ravashi, Motzi Amalei Lo Tzarich Vela Shumadi Dach, Kvashamua Kamoy De Kamach. Oris Ein Lo Chazaka, Amai, Ada Idna Palga Hashtakula. Why isn't that a Chazaka? Amrev Yochar, we're talking about Arisei Batei Avot. Amrev Nachman, and even Arisei Batei Avot, Shaorida Arisin Tachtav, and he pulls out, Yesh Lo Chazaka, Mai Taima, De Lo Ovid Inish De Nachti Arisei Le Arei Veshatik. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Aris Shechalak La'arisin, there in Lo Chazaka. My time out, Emur Harmania Be'alma Shavua. Shalach Le'Rab Nachobar of Chisru, Nachobar Yaakov, Yalamdenu Rabbeinu. Aris Me'id, Oeno Me'id. Avi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kamei. Omele Yochi Omashmul, Aris Me'id. Vatanya Eno Me'id. Lo Kasha Di Kapera Ba'ara, Vadala Kapera Ba'ara. Amalek, Siman. Tana Rabbanan, Arev, Me'id Love. Vudi itle arachrite. Malave, mehidlove, vudi itle arachrite. Lamed is lokeach rishon, mehidlokeach sheni, vudi itle arachrite. The kuf kablan, or if kablan meaning. Armela meid, vamrela eno meid. Armela meid, because he has a din of an orif. But armela eno meid, the nechle de la have beyade tarvayu. Because that way, kiati ba'alchov, matzi omar, mighty boy. But rather, my dear boy, shock you.